Access to capital remains a major challenge for the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector. Notwithstanding, Jamaica is determined to become globally competitive in all of its industries, and the MSMEs lie at the heart of this endeavor. In this regard, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ, through its Growth Secretariat, has partnered with the Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ, to undertake an initiative aimed at resolving challenges experienced by businesses wishing to access financing. Dubbed Financial Information and Real-Time Matchmaking, FIRM, the initiative will target the creation of an educational, financing, and networking platform designed to provide market access to entities at the developmental or initial stages of their operations.
Specifically, it establishes a functional public education and financial matchmaking model geared at persons with potentially viable business models or established businesses which are underfunded and require market access to obtain financing for their venture.
Executive Director of the Growth Secretariat, Joseph Cox. Domestic credit in Jamaica is less than 35% of gross domestic product, GDP. This, Mr. Cox says, is well below international benchmarks. He explains that such a situation points to difficulty in accessing credit and is reflective of inadequate funding for investment and entrepreneurial activities, which in part is due to an information deficit. As such, the initiative will give businesses in need of financing the opportunity to, among other things, pitch their business models to select panels of financiers during the FIRM Expo slated for October 4 at the Jamaica College in St. Andrew.
How this works is that all applicants will be pre-screened by a panel, including members from the DBJ, JBDC, PSOJ, and PIOJ, prior to the event, are subject to pre-established criteria, and are eligible for training by way of capacity-building workshops.
The workshops are being designed to empower entrepreneurs in the rudiments of developing business models and accessing financing. Successful applicants will be clustered according to areas of interest to facilitate optimized matching within the expressed areas. FIRM's matchmaking process will identify a cadre of innovative entrepreneurs who will be provided with technical support and capacity building where appropriate. Key inputs for this aspect will be provided by the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, the JBDC, the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ, and JAMPRO. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, has welcomed the FIRM initiative, describing it as timely and strategic in addressing some of the issues entrepreneurs encounter in accessing financing. He anticipates that the engagement will stimulate the economy by facilitating growth and contributing to unemployment and poverty reduction.
So FIRM emerges within the context of the government of Jamaica already implementing several strategies geared towards improving access to finance. And the initiative recognizes that a strategy to align financing options with business ventures in need of financing was in fact missing. So therefore, the FIRM is on a mission to help to close that gap.
Mr. Bullock has commended and thanked the stakeholders on the launch of the FIRM initiative, as further steps are being taken to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Hey, Rose! You're depend on a big cleanup.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you and then you can help me.
Alright, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pour little cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize you.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.